Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Good, thank you. Yes, yeah, half the crew was out at the track. No, I don't think so. I think after the last discussion you had with the boys, they were progressing, so they popped the engine out. And they're going through the reseal process just externally. I can't say, I don't think they've touched in the last day or two, because obviously they've had some stuff that's booked in we have to get back onto. But they will be back onto it shortly and hopefully have a couple of answers for you. Let you know where we're at. Yeah, easy, man. No stress, no stress. Worst case scenario, man, we'll shoot you a text anyway and just let you know to call us. But at the moment, engine's out, man. It's just sitting there waiting for a little bit of attention. I'm not going to be able to. So a couple of things, like what the oil comes out like. That's one thing. You know, other than that, compression test, there's not really much more you can do to tell you how much life's left in the engine. Absolutely. But all we can do externally is look at what we have to work with and reseal it. So, okay, well, it's got a leaky rocker cover. Fix that. It's got a leaky water pipe, which is underneath the manifold. Well, that's a pain in the ass. Got to do that. And then when you start going, oh, well, maybe we should do the timing belt because that thing will be ancient, you know, and the water in the cooling system's rusty as. Better do a water pump because obviously it's not going to last. So then you go, shit, it's going to be faster to take the engine out and do it on a stand than it will be leaning over the car. Not really, man. There's not a great deal. In terms of performance, we're limited, right? We're limited to your injectors. We're limited to the capacity of that motor. So even if you go and put turbos and all these other mods on the car, we're still going to be limited by the fuel system, and then you have to spend up big to get that next level of performance. But then we're using an old engine, which is not going to be robust enough to go to those power levels anyway. So it's a bit of a can of worms on these early girls. It's not even that. It's just the robustness of this particular engine. So 2.5 litres have got their own problems. This particular engine, it's an early girl. You know, it's a simple motor. It was, you know, it's good for the 100, 200 kilowatt window. And any more than that, you'd really, really start in the stretch of friendship, especially when it's, you know, this old. So the safer way is not to overspend on it, pretty it up, maybe don't expect the world out of power, just give it a little bit of push, and keep it reliable and simple. And yeah, to be honest, mate, even if it shits itself at that, the thing was never going to live. But at least we're doing our due diligence to give it its best chance. Yeah, and to be honest, it's not bad. Like that's not crazy numbers, but it's very respectable. Yeah, the problem is you're going to be out of injector. So these injectors essentially are good for around about 180 kilowatts. Right, some of them with a fresh pump behind them will get up to 190-ish if they boost creep, and you know we can't pull the boost creep back, but they still have plenty of fuel, so they don't lean out or anything silly. But that is literally running them at over 100% duty cycle, which means they are topped. So there's no there's no simple way. When I say there's no simple way, the process is about nearly $4,000 to put something worthwhile in there, right? And that's just for the just for the injectors, because you have to change them from side feeds to top feeds. The only side feeds that are currently available are really unreputable brands that are prone to problems. We don't use them. We just refuse to, even though they're a cheaper, simpler option. Alternatively, there's a Nismo Heritage injector that will fit in, which will give us scope for the low 200 kilowatt windows. Problem is they are almost obsolete and are made to order by Nismo, and they are about $1,600 on their own. However, they do fit in nice and simply. So accessibility is a problem. So you can't really just get them at a limb. And like last time we had to get them, we waited fucking ages for these things to turn up. So that's the pain in the ass with those particular injectors. But they are a beautiful injector and are simple to use. That's the only real decent option for these. Jumping ship short of that, yeah, you move to a top feed conversion and get rid of the factory fuel rails. But it's a big undertaking, man. Yeah, I would definitely. If it's been sitting around, even if it is working now, I'll definitely get a pump in there. $180. Yeah, well, with the factory turbo, it's about 160 kilowatt car here on our dyno. Tuned, that is. It's a respectable difference. For some people, that sort of cost for the power gained, you know, is a little bit out of scale, but, you know, it is still a considerable jump. And it's at the wheels too. It's the same old thing, you know, like you'll get these guys and there'll be one that'll do 205 with a bigger turbo and injectors, or 210, 220, and oh, it's amazing, it's killer, and they've got a good run. And then the next 10 people are trying to attempt that, they end up pushing rods out the top of the block. So we're not interested in it. I just won't do it. You know, at least we can give you an honest sort of approach to it, and give you a car that's reliable and running, you know. And like I said, if the engine doesn't like it at that, well, fuck, man, that was never going to happen. So, yeah, no, that's it. No problem, man. Easy. No stress. When I get a few more answers, man, I'll drop you a line. See you, man. Bye-bye.